And we're live.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you? How is you?
I'm doing real well. How are you doing today, Ulysses?
I thought I wasn't being acknowledged. Thanks for what'd that take? About 5 seconds? God damn it, Anthony. Fuck, dude. Oh, I'm shit. Doing good. How are you?
I'm never better.
All right.
That was a false start.
All right.
Let's try this one more time. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Ham and Pickle in the Morning.
All right. Anthony.
What's up?
Story. You have a story.
I have a story.
You came with a story.
Right. Something actually happened, and I was like, I was stunned when this happened, and I was like, oh, I got to tell the story.
It's going to suck.
It is, mainly because I'm not a very good storyteller, but let me paint you a word picture.
Tell me the story, and then I'll tell the story.
All right, cool.
And then I'll tell it again.
So there's this person that I work with, and he is he's my age. He's 39 years old or whatever. And
is he Mexican?
Nope. He's white, and he sits, you know, right next to me. His bench sits right next to me at break time or whatever. Right as break was starting, I'm sitting down eating my food, and he comes around the corner and he's like, you want to see something super disturbing? And I was like, oh God, yeah, sure. Show me something super disturbing. And he took his phone and he flipped his phone around to show me the picture. And it was a picture of two dudes, like a Facebook picture of two guys. And he said, this is my uncle and his husband. And I was like, okay, I thought you were going to show me something disturbing. He's like, he's a queer. I didn't even have any words. Like, you're my age and you're like creeped out by gay people to the point where you're like, you just see a picture on Facebook of two dudes standing next to each other. Like, one of them's your uncle or whatever, but it's like fucking queers. Like, what in the fuck is going on? And then he said, and I was like, yeah, whatever. I wasn't gonna argue with him. I don't care, whatever. And he said, yeah, I guess I don't really care, just as long as they don't do any of that kind of gay stuff around me.
Like, what are they my uncle do? Likes to butt fuck at Christmas. Yeah.
Like, do your aunt and uncle fuck in front of you? I don't understand.
You know how the gays are.
Yes.
They're just always fucking all the time.
Right. Like, I can't understand some people's like just closed off, completely closed off to the rest of the world. Like, I don't get it.
So it's funny that, so I got something here. There was an argument on, it's through a tangent, this ties into yours.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so there was an argument on our Discord server that I kind of jumped in and watched it unfold and then left halfway through it.
Okay.
But it was a gay furry.
Oh boy.
Arguing with somebody who collects Pokemon cards. And the gay furry. So for those of you that don't know, a furry is somebody that dresses up like a wolf and fucks other animal things.
Other wolves.
Or they're mentally challenged.
Particular animals.
But the furry, the guy who has had a penis in his mouth and his butthole. Mm-hmm. Was calling the guy that collects Pokemon cards gay.
That's so awesome.
That doesn't make him gay.
I love that.
What I was wondering is, like, on the gay scale, mm-hmm. where does, which one's more gay? Because to me, it's like they're tied for last. Like there's people.
They're tied for last. So I don't think so. I think furry is way more gay than collecting Pokemon cards.
No.
You have to really, really make a commitment to be a furry, like to get one of those suits.
You have to make a commitment to go buy a fucking pack of cards.
Yeah, that ain't much of a commitment.
And find people to play with.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's true, but.
And get excited about finding one.
Yeah, that's what's funny. That's when they get excited about finding a rare Pokemon card.
They're both excited about finding color for animals. I mean, it's essentially the same.
So, okay. So in your mind, mm-hmm. furry is more gay mm-hmm. than Pokemon.
Right. Okay. Absolutely.
So my question that I'm asking both of you, mm-hmm. other than sucking dick, what is the gayest thing that you've done along those same lines?
Why does this feel geared towards... We've had this conversation before, Doug. I felt that was a personal attack.
You just said other than sucking dick.
other than sucking
dick. Okay, so I'll go first, right? Because we're a community of open-minded people.
All right, of course.
So I was, I'll put it roughly eighth grade into ninth grade, somewhere around there. And a friend of mine was playing Warhammer 40K. Okay. It's a tabletop.
Is that the one where you paint all the figures and everything? Yeah. Okay.
So he got me to play that with him.
Yeah.
That's it. I just came out of the closet.
That was it? In eighth grade, you said?
Well, it was around that time. I mean, so, I could have been 25. I don't know.
I was going to say, so since eighth grade, you've never done anything nearly as gay as playing one tabletop game? God, you're a straight guy.
So there's another time, same guy. Maybe this is even more gay. Okay, which is more gay? Playing a tabletop, whatever, role-playing game.
Mm-hmm.
Or him getting me to play Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles role-playing game on paper, and I was the dungeon master.
Is there such a thing?
Yes.
Or did you just make it up?
No, there was a game.
Really?
But I had to be the dungeon master, so I had to make the sewers and stuff.
Like draw. Oh my God. But you were in eighth grade. It's acceptable.
Or 10th. Somewhere between eighth and 10th grade.
It's acceptable. You're a kid.
That's like
kids
gay.
Be kids. It's different if you're doing that kind of shit when you're like a kid, literally a kid. And I would say a kid is anywhere up until you're 16, says until you start driving, basically.
So what? Once you turn 16, you can't play Warhammer?
It just gets, it's like diminishing returns of gayness or whatever. So
let's say that I was a sophomore and I had my driver's license, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you're just like, to me, that's like a big deal saying that out loud because, you know, I had low self-esteem and then that turned into me turning into a bully and then bar fights and all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
I never would have publicly admitted to playing a role-playing game. And because I'm stupid. I don't know what to tell you. You look confused.
I mean, yeah, I don't understand. But is it because you were afraid people were going to call you gay?
Or nerd, whatever.
Or, yeah, whatever. Maybe it wasn't gay back then. But what I mean, looking back, what would have been the harm or whatever if they called you?
Nothing. Nothing would have been, looking back, nothing would have been the harm. I'm a grown man now. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks.
So are you trying to get me to play Warhammer? Is that what this is all? Is that what this is all about? You want me to play fucking paint little figurines with you?
No, so
gay.
So I'm just asking you along those same lines, what's something that you as a kid or a young adult?
I collected and played with the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle toys all the way up until I was probably 14 or 15, I guess. I thought they were cool. I thought Ninja Turtles were cool.
You know what I used to do is with G.I. Joes and He-Man. Mm-hmm. And He-Man. I would take kite string and put it up in one corner of the room and then make a zip line all the way across the room.
Yeah.
And then just, that was me playing with my toys, was just right into the wall.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I took a dick in the ass, but... I'd have to say, you know, playing with Legos. And that's still going on.
I don't think Legos are gay at all.
Well, when you buy the girl ones.
Why would you buy the girl ones?
Why wouldn't you? Don't you think the little dolls are sexy?
Nope. That is a part of this newer youth culture, whatever you want to call it, that I don't understand, is finding inanimate objects sexy.
Because real people suck.
Yeah, that doesn't mean I think real people suck also, but I also don't think toys are sexy. You can hold those two things in your head at the same time.
Well,
didn't you jerk off on a Barbie?
Yeah.
Wait, bag it.
Damn it. But that was different.
Was it?
No, did, not really.
You thought a toy was sexy.
Yeah. Sexy enough to jack off on, I guess. Right. It had boobies, man.
Shit, yeah, man. More super chats.
Legos don't have boobies. The OG Big B. Big fan of yours, Anthony.
Yes.
I'm not sure about your psychology impaired partner, though. He reminds me too much of my dad. That's kind of funny.
Sorry.
Fuck you.
Oh.
I don't think his dad would say that.
Fuck your mom.
Go to your room. This same guy that told that is afraid of gay people because he thinks they're icky. I don't know, 6 months or a year ago, whatever it was, REM came on the radio and he said, "This is fucking gay music. I fucking hate these guys. Fuck, the only gays listen to REM, this kind of gay music." I don't remember exactly what he said. Basically saying REM was for the gays.
I mean, they're pretty close to Lady Gaga.
Yeah, pretty much. It's just it amazes me how, like I said, somebody can be so like my age, like, and your life experience was so different that you are so sheltered that you think, like, literally think being like gays are icky. Like, it's just an icky thing. Like, you're gonna catch it.
Don't you think that that's a like a generational thing though?
Yeah, and that's why I'm so surprised. I thought that that was something that was gone, like in the 70s, 80s. I mean, you know what I mean? Even when I was growing up in the 90s, there was still like a, it wasn't like icky. It was like, you call people gay or whatever, it's fine. But it wasn't, there was a totally different feeling than what you would get from
bullshit.
Like, AIDS.
Yeah. Fuck, man. In the 90s, if you were gay, you'd get lynched.
No, I don't really. I mean, I don't remember it like that at all.
It's not like it's now where everybody's kid gay. Is gay.
Yeah. Every kid is gay until proven straight.
until they cut their dick off and then they're a girl.
But I don't know. It just threw me, man. It just threw me off, and I didn't. I don't know. I would have expected that maybe from like a 60-year-old dude, but the dude's my age.
Do you know what? Is it Horshack? Is that
Horshack?
Yeah.
All right. So Snartle Flush or Fish or whatever, he came up with one.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna try it.
All right. Did he draw it himself?
So it's an auditory test.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, I will prompt you.
Mm-hmm.
For example, I say, peanut butter and
jelly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or I might say, fuck.
The more you think, the joke will get funnier.
Yeah. Hamburger. Right. Okay.
Okay.
Hill.
All right. So we got to go fast though.
Okay. I'm pretty sure. Okay.
Black Lives
Matter.
Dead.
The Who's Right Pod.
Cast.
Dicks.
Ketchup and
mustard.
Ham and pie.
Coal.
Pedophiles are
cute.
Really neat.
The OMAD diet stands for one meal a
day.
Doug.
I wish I had a bigger, blacker
cock
friend.
Anthony's mom is a
sweet cool old lady.
Salt and vi.
That was pretty
you
funny.
You almost got me.
So close.
Salt and
vinegar.
Vinaigrette.
Vinaigrette. So close.
Ah, I thought I had you. Really trying to end this show. I figured that would do it.
I think it would just end me. You can keep going.
Well, that was great. Were you guys out of ideas already?
But yeah, we've been 14 minutes out of ideas. What are you talking about?
All right. So you think that you have your next prediction?
Yes. We talked before about how everything I say always comes true because, you know, I'm right on the cutting edge of the lunatic fringe or whatever.
You got the thumb up the ass of this generation, Anthony.
Goddamn right. So I would predict my prediction is going to be the only part I might get wrong is the time frame. But I'm saying in the next I'm going 3 months because I think that's when it's going to play out. The next 3 months, you're going to start hearing arguments against gay marriage from gay people, from the like the progressive left or whatever. They're going to tell, they're going to start telling you that gay marriage is bad because it normalizes being gay, and we shouldn't normalize being gay because it's.
Well, okay, how'd you come up with this?
I've been seeing little tiny leaks of it coming out of different places, and it's starting to, I've been seeing it for a while, but it's starting to seep into semi-mainstream people. And so that's the track that it always takes. I always start to see it, you know.
No, but it doesn't make any sense to me that, so what the gays have been fighting for is to be accepted.
Right.
So now you're telling me that they're going to go against the grain?
Yes. Not all the gays, but there will be a group that is saying that being accepted by the majority makes you part of the majority, and the majority oppresses the minority always. So they don't want
to be part of the majority.
Right. Yeah, exactly. They need to be separate from the majority. So we need to not.
You know how awesome that would be?
Oh, it would be amazing.
No, if all the normal people, if we were to come out and say that we accept gay people, and we take the G from LGBT and it just becomes LBT. Like, they lose all sense of identity now. They can't put the fucking rainbow flag on there. Nothing.
You know there's a movement for LGBT, LGB drop the T. You've seen that, right?
No, like that, I don't.
Tomato, though.
I always forget you're not like in this. Yes. I say these things just assuming that everybody knows. Everybody follows the same shit that I follow. So there's a movement within the LGBT movement to exclude trans people. Like, they don't want trans people in their movement because the trans people are fucking it all up. That's not my words. That's their words.
What does that mean? Like, so say they drop the T. What? Who gives a shit?
Apparently the L's, the G's, and the B's. I don't know. They don't want to be associated. They want lesbians, gays, and bisexuals. That's their group or whatever. They don't want to be associated with transsexual. It's the same. It's a totally different thing. I agree. And lesbians and gays shouldn't be associated. It's not the same thing. It's completely different.
Lesbians and gays is the exact same thing.
No. Lesbians are women, dude.
And lesbians are hot.
Lesbians are hot. Gays are ugly. Got it.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's that, but
it should be LGBD.
Lesbian, gays, bis, and dudes.
Dykes.
Oh,
dykes. They should have their own classification.
Yeah.
And it's not up to them on which one, if they're an L or a D, it's up to me.
You get to, everything gets to be run by you.
Yeah.
We should start a committee.
Well, so, you know, they're all lined up and, you know, it's like the one that looks like a fucking truck driver. You're a D. Get your ass over there.
You just walk down the line and point D, L, L, D. You're an L and you're coming home with me.
You've got one of those shader cards and on one side's Rosie O'Donnell and on the other side's like, you know, a nice woman. That was fucking. All right. I'll see you guys.
Oh, shit. So, you know, they're already pushing back on the civil rights movement, right? Like the civil rights movement was.
Yeah, they're trying to go back to segregation.
Right. And so, I mean, it's sort of the same line of thinking, you know, sort of.
It's so dumb. They're so progressive that they're just going in a circle.
They're so progressive. They're regressive.
It fits with the rest of the worldview that it's. Every single interaction between every single person is either you're either an oppressor or you're oppressed. So they have to find a way to fit everything into that narrative all the time, no matter what. And if gay marriage it doesn't fit that, well, we gotta get rid of gay marriage.
That's so stupid.
What did I learn yesterday? Hold on. I got to find this. I don't even think I'm going to be able to pronounce it. One of our patrons... or I don't even think he's a patron, actually. I don't know. No, I don't know. Anyway, has a podcast, a philosophy podcast.
Oh, Crouton.
Yeah. Here we go.
Fuck him.
Ecomia Philosophy Podcast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I started listening to it yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that everything that everybody does is to satisfy their own happiness.
Okay.
It doesn't matter what it is that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You do it to satisfy your happiness.
So did he say that like that's a fact? Like this is just the way it is? Or was he like saying that some people think this or whatever? Or was he presenting it as this is how it is? That's what bothers me.
So there's probably a chance that I'm going to misquote a whole bunch of this.
Well, duh.
But I believe that he was quoting, we'll say, Socrates or something. Was that a philosopher?
Yeah, sure. Why not? It's the only one I know.
But I think he was quoting somebody else. But that person had stated it that, yes, it was fact. Everything that you do, you do to serve your own happiness.
Mm-hmm. So that, if that's true, and if you believe that and you follow that out, then that is the greatest argument for capitalism. That's it. That's the argument for capitalism right there, because capitalism feeds off of humans making themselves happy. And in order for capitalism to work, humans have to make themselves happy and work hard to make themselves happy. And if you believe that that's what every human does, then that means capitalism is the greatest system we've ever achieved.
Yeah, but what's the gayest thing you've ever done?
I don't remember. It's been a long time. I've done a lot of gay things.
Anthony, is it even fucking possible to have a conversation with you that you don't try to tie into capitalism?
Yeah, every single one. I think that's the first time I've said capitalism in a long time. Why? That was the first thing I thought. If everything that means that there's no altruism, you don't do anything for the benefit of anybody else, right?
Well, no, technically their reasoning is that it's, again, full circle, that the altruism is making you happy because you feel
right. You feel good making other people happy.
Which means, right, so that's not altruism.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. Altruism means that you do something for somebody else for no benefit of your own. If you're getting a benefit of feeling happy, that's right. A benefit.
I don't know what to fucking believe, man. I'm just telling you what I learned. All I'm saying is that everything that everybody does ever is to feed their own happiness. That's what I learned.
It's true.
I think I might possibly. There's instances where that's not true. There's things that people do for their children that don't make them happy, right? I mean,
but they make their children happy, and in turn,
So it's you may work three jobs to pay for your kids so they can get a college degree, so they can live a good life, so that you'll be happier. You know, you'll be happier knowing that you provided for your kids. It may take 15 or 16 steps, but ultimately you are doing it to make you happy.
I don't agree with that necessarily.
Prove it wrong.
Prove it right.
I just did.
Who's right?
No, you didn't. You just said a bunch of stuff. That doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, if you would have listened and picked apart the details, you would have known that you would have been like, oh, yeah.
I kind of zoned out.
So was it good? Is it an interesting podcast?
Because right,
I'm pretty sure he's been begging me to come on. Bong. Vampy and Anthony, I'll get a tattoo of Bernie if your fitty tier offered anything at all. What? Those words don't make sense. If our 50 tier offered anything at all, it offers something. It offers you to unlock your full potential. For $50 a month, you can unlock your full potential.
No.
No?
No.
No.
That's not true at all. How could you even say that's true?
What do you mean?
For $50 a month, you unlock half your potential. If you donate to the $100 tier, you'd unlock your full potential.
Sorry, I had the literature wrong here, right?
So I only unlocked 1% of my potential.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you want to unlock your full potential, it's $100 a month.
If you want to use all of your brain.
Right. Oh, shit. So, you know, you never answered. Was the psychology or the philosophy podcast good?
Come on, get another fucking super chat. Don't make me answer this.
That's a fat no.
Oh, shit.
So
I'll have to check it out.
I will say that everybody should go take a listen to it. You may learn something.
All right.
Okay, listen to our first episode and tell me if it was any good.
Oh, he's only put out one episode?
I think he's put out three now.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, you got to give him time. You got to give him like 6 months or a year to.
All right, then I'll check back in and
find his legs, man. You know, everybody support
our fucking legs.
We're still working on it.
I'm right here.
Oh my God!
Did you see that thing about the naked kids on the kids watching adults undress?
Yes. So yeah, it's so ridiculous.
I mean, did you see it on the internet or at home or what?
I got a video of it on my phone.
get in here and watch.
Except
Daddy.
For without, there's no adults in it, I guess. But oh my God! So I was curious what you think about this. What you know? People divided over children's TV show where adults are naked to promote body positivity.
Right. So what they do is they get a bunch of kids, sit them down in an audience, and then people come out and are naked.
I think they come out and get naked. They come out with all their clothes on and just strip for them, right? So it's basically a strip show for kids, right?
So it depends then, because my view has now changed.
All right.
I thought they came out naked. Then it's science if they come out naked. But if they come out and it's like, bah, da, 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 da.
No, it's Def Leppard. Pour some sugar on me in the background. Does that change things a little bit? So, first of all,
it's fucking retarded. The whole fucking thing is retarded.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, what do you think that teaching kids body positivity is important?
Yes.
Really? Why?
Yes.
Why?
Sexy at any size.
No. I'm gonna step right in.
Teach the kids sexy at any size.
Tell you kids like me.
Oh my God.
Define body positivity.
My cooter doesn't look right.
I can't. I mean, I think body positivity is a stupid concept. I can't define it anyway.
If you can't explain it. You can't say it's stupid.
It's the idea that no matter what your body looks like, you should be proud of it or at least not ashamed of it or whatever, which.
Oh, then I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't either. It's a stupid idea. It's like I understand where it comes from and, you know, wanting to not shame people if they're, you know, they got their arm bitten off by a shark or whatever. You don't want to make fun of somebody for that.
Why not?
I don't. It's,
what's he going to do? He can't hit you with a jab and a cross.
But he can hit you with a nub.
But my thinking on this has changed over the years. I used to be very, like, my thinking on a lot of things has changed as I've watched a lot of this shit unfold. So I used to be very anti-bullying. I think we've got into it about that before, me and you. And we had a show where we talked about it. I used to be very anti-bullying. I thought bullying was a terrible thing. And I thought the initiatives in school to get rid of bullying was good. But as I see this.
So have you come around to my side? You're now pro-bullying?
Yes. 100%. Or at least neutral. I'm at least neutral and maybe even pro.
You can't be neutral.
Yes, you can.
What's your thoughts on school shootings?
I don't give a shit.
I have no opinion.
I have no opinion. I plead the fifth. I didn't. So, you jumped from bullying to school shooting. And I just went with it. I didn't even catch it until after. Holy shit. So if you can't, as a fifth grader, handle somebody saying, hey, what's up, fatty, or whatever, how are you ever supposed to handle anything that happens in real life? Like when you get out of school and get
argument.
A fucking job. I know. I understand that. And I'm agreeing with you.
Well, now I'm going to take the opposite side.
I was wrong. I'm starting to see the opposite side of a lot of these issues just because I'm seeing the real life consequences of how they play out. You know what I mean?
Okay. So then how do you, how are you okay with homeschooling your kid? Knowing they'll never get the experience of getting the shit kicked out of them.
They won't? You sure about that?
you can't be the bully of the homeschool, dummy.
Why not?
You can't be the bully and the sex ed teacher.
So anyway, what's your opinion of this getting a bunch of kids, being able, listen to my words, being legally able to get in front of a bunch of kids and be naked? What's your opinion on that?
I think that's a good thing. Body positivity for all.
especially for that one.
Whichever one is the least disgusted by my body, that's what we're going with. You don't look very disgusted. Let's go.
That's the one you take home.
What are you doing after?
What are you doing after third grade?
I was going to say volleyball practice, you fucking weirdo.
You want to go play with G.I. Joes and make a zip line?
Oh, shit. I don't. So do you, first of all, if you were, hold on, Luis Estrada. No,
finish your thought.
I was just going to say, if you were in fifth grade or whatever, and just some fat lady came in and just sitting in the gym and they're like, hey, we got an assembly today. And some fat lady walks in, just takes off all her clothes. What are you thinking? Like, are you thinking?
Milk got a gun.
Body positivity. No kids are thinking that this is helping me be more confident in my body. All these kids are thinking, Jesus Christ, I want this over with. This is the most uncomfortable thing ever.
I don't know. I think that there's probably somebody out there that will think, oh, that fat bitch is comfortable naked. I should be comfortable naked.
You think so? Is that what we want? Is kids getting naked? That's the end goal here.
Isolate that.
Oh my gosh, Luis Estrada. I've had a horrible nightmare, and Doug was a Best Buy employee, and he was super nice to me, giving me advice to kill the creature. What creature? Thanks, Doug. Love you. That was very nice of him.
Danish TV, is it?
So yeah, so this isn't even in America.
So what do we care?
What do we care?
Let them all grow up to be pedophiles.
I like how on this picture here, it's a kids TV show, and there's a picture of a guy with no shirt on and a girl with no shirt on. And they're talking about a kids TV show, and they've got the girl's boobies blurred out. If it's so acceptable and everything's good, you know, let's let the kids. Why in this news article about it are they blurring out the boobies?
But so don't you think that, at least in the United States, that like we have sexualized titties so much, mm-hmm. when they shouldn't be sexualized? Like the titties shouldn't be blurred out.
Yeah, that I agree with 100%. Yeah, I think that women.
I think the way to get closer to not having them blurred out is not calling them titties.
What do you call them? Breasticles?
Breasts.
Well, that's stupid. That's hot. Breasts just sounds weird, man.
Doesn't mammaries. It?
Man. Thanks for the mammaries. Oh, my God. I think we should either switch it around to where men can't be without a shirt, or just let women be without a shirt,
yeah,
too.
I agree with that 100%. So it's funny that I'm taking that stance, but if me and my daughter were to go walk outside and she were to take her shirt off, I'd be like, put your fucking shirt on.
What the fuck are you doing?
Well, that's because you're three sizes bigger than she is.
Oh, God. I think that, but that's just a natural reaction. You'll get over that. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Yeah. So anybody other than my daughter,
yeah, or my daughter
and probably my grandma.
No, I'm okay with
for
that.
For different reasons.
I don't care. I'm okay with that. Grandma wants to let her hang out. Have at her.
I don't know. You ever seen old titties?
Yeah, of course trip. I have. But I mean, just don't look at them.
Have you ever seen old titties in real life?
No, I guess not. Not so good.
No, no. So that no. Buddy, it's the same guy that I played that I was talking about earlier.
Yeah.
So his grandma had Alzheimer's or whatever, mm-hmm. And we were out playing kickball or something in the street, and then we came up to the garage where they were all sitting. Mm-hmm. And she said, have you ever seen anything like this? And she lifted her shirt up. But she only lifted it up like 4 inches. And her tits were hanging down there.
She lifted it up just to her belly button?
Yeah. I mean, she didn't lift it up very far.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they were no bigger around than this fucking water bottle. And twice as long. And the areola was as big around as the titty. It was just like a cylinder.
I don't think that's called Alzheimer's. His grandma was a pedophile. Oh, my God. Do you think something like this would, what would happen if they tried something like this in America? Do you think there'd be like outrage, or do you think the people would be like, oh, well, another Thursday. This is what the crazies do now. We just let everybody do everything anymore.
I think it would depend on if there's a cross-dresser involved or a drag queen.
If there's a drag queen, then they'll just let it go. Cause
yeah, then you can use the fucking library.
get naked in the library for the kids.
That's what we should do. We should start a body positivity movement for college-aged women.
Yeah, yes. I'm in.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Like, yes. We will show up. Mm-hmm. You girls get naked, and we'll tell you that you're beautiful, even if you're not.
Yeah.
Except for the fat ones. No, we'll either tell you that you're beautiful or we'll politely pass you by.
Yeah, we will not say anything negative about your body, we promise.
To your face.
So it'd be like this. Oh, yeah. You look really, really good. You look really, really nice. D.
I think that's a great idea.
Wrestling my fucking chair over here. All right.
Bong. I think there's an idea there. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Paul. You forgot to say his name.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Let's see, Ulysses, do you want to go with illegal prostate exams?
Oh, now you mentioned that I'm here. Okay.
Lockdowns for... I'm going to kick your fucking ass out of here, you whiny bitch.
Okay, so illegal prostate exams or...
Lockdowns for climate change, fixing deafness, racial equality in order to reopen California, or bike reparations. I'll let you pick the category.
Let's go with deafness, because those motherfuckers ain't going to hear this.
All right. I'll wait for it to open patiently.
The cool. End of deafness.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the article.
No problem. Tweaking a person's DNA could provide hearing to those born without it, but not everyone thinks deafness needs to be cured.
So the story behind this is they figured out a way to cure deafness, and people that are deaf are complaining about it.
But like,
so doesn't this just strengthen my prediction that I made earlier about gay people and gay marriage?
Because this is totally different. Because what they say is deafness is a difference. Mm-hmm. It's a disability. It's not a disease. So it's not something to be cured.
But that's not true. Like, that's not true at all.
Says you.
Says me. And I heard you say that, and it's a good thing that I heard it. Dude, I don't understand. Like, it's stupid.
No, but it's the way that we were intended to be born. Deaf? Who are you to think, yes, if that's how you were born, then that's how it was supposed to be.
Who are you to think I'm
Oh, my God. These people are so stupid. If you follow this logic, then that means that there should never be any medical intervention to save someone who's born with any, like, say they're born with the fucking umbilical cord wrapped around their neck. Well, they were supposed to be born that way. We can't cut that umbilical cord. We have to let them suffocate to death because, you know, it's a difference. It's not a disability. Stupid idiots, man. If there's something wrong with you and you can fix that, why would you not want that?
Because that's not how you were born.
Oh. Now I understand the argument.
like you don't see people with cleft lips saying, you know, this is how it's supposed to be.
Oh, God.
Michael Jackson bleached himself.
he was born black, and he was supposed to be born white. He just, you know. I think I've heard. Go ahead. Oh. No, go ahead.
Oh, no. What's the percentage of people that are deaf by birth? Like
17, I think.
Okay, so then, like...
Fuck would I know that?
No, like, I bet you someone who lost their hearing like midlife isn't on this argument. Like I someone that got the,
anybody that's on this argument.
Yeah, I can't
you just
believe,
read a fucking article.
I can't believe anybody with a half a brain cell is on this argument. I'm assuming that this person didn't write this. They dictated it like put it in the article that I don't like it. Like they can't, you can't form a fucking coherent sentence and have this argument.
Your deaf voice sucks.
Is it better than in my any other voice?
Do a deaf Chinaman.
Oh, I can't do it. I don't fucking know how to do that. They don't have deaf people in China. It just seems like people want to be a part of an outgroup, and this is, you know what I mean? Like it's like a teenage mentality, you know what I mean? Like you can't be a part of the mainstream. You have to set yourself apart somehow. And then that kind of stupid teenage thinking carries over for the rest of your life.
Do deaf people get the fucking
parking spot? I sure hope so.
No, because that would be enough for me to fight back and like, you're not fixing my hearing, motherfucker.
I want a special parking spot and one of those scooters. I want a mobility scooter.
Yeah, you're born deaf, you get a rascal.
Yes. That would be awesome. I would love that. So I think if you were deaf, wouldn't you be the first in line? Like, I want to hear shit.
Hear about the promotion, so I don't know how they're going to show up. How many deaf jokes can we get into this?
So far, you haven't gotten any.
We'll let you know when you get one. Wouldn't you be first in line? I mean, I know I'd be right there. Yes, please make me not deaf anymore.
If you never knew any sound,
mm-hmm.
like if that like that bitch on with Rocky Dennis, like she never knew what a cloud was.
Uh huh.
If you were like that, wait a minute, that's seeing. Have you ever heard a cloud?
No, I need one of these fucking implants so I can hear the clouds, man.
Okay, but it's like Rocky Dennis if she was deaf instead of blind.
Uh-huh. I can't hear how ugly you are. Is that what we're getting at? I think that your analogy is not working.
No, I was gonna say Ray Charles.
She wanted to see, yes.
Yeah, so that fucks up my analogy right off the bat.
Yeah. Because she's a normal human being, you know. Seeing and hearing is kind of important.
No, it's only important because you have it. If you're born without it and you got the extra senses or whatever you get when you're born blind.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so when you're born deaf, you get, like, supervision.
Mm-hmm. Oh, can you see, like, through people's shirts and shit? Yeah, I'm in.
Would you want to give that up?
No. No. I'll stay without hearing. Thank you. Maybe they have that and we just don't know it.
Right. There's a reason why they're pushing back on this.
I just thought it was because they were stupid, but maybe they can see boobies. Maybe it's me that's stupid. The theme of this podcast.
That was always such a stupid thought. Like as a kid, I wanted to have x-ray vision so I could see titties.
Yeah.
But you would see through them. Like,
yeah. It's not like your x-ray vision stops at clothes.
I can see through polyester. And that's it.
So awesome.
What a shitty superpower. I can see through cotton blends.
I can see your breast cancer.
Oh, shit. Yeah, but. You don't think about that kind of stuff when you're a kid. You think about, you want to see titties. That's, you know, that's all you care about.
Yeah.
The end of deafness. Jesus Christ. So if these people weren't so stubborn, I'm wondering if they could, like, it says tweaking a person's DNA. So that means that we could eradicate deafness like we did fucking
polio
or whatever, right? But there's people pushing back against that. Doesn't that seem backwards? I mean, that would be like somebody pushing back against polio. Same type of thing. No. I mean, I guess there are, because there are some fucking anti-vaxxers.
It's our fucking generation.
I was meant to walk like this. Yeah. You're trying to take away my crip walk.
Crip walk.
This is how God wanted me. I'm perfect.
Oh, God.
What are you saying?
All right. You want to kick him off here and keep going?
Wow. Thanks, Doug.
Say something funny. Dance, clown.
Give me something to work with.
It's not how this works.
Maybe I have a story. You guys didn't all ask right. me.
Yeah. What do you got?
So you ever try to get a AIDS test?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, it's an important part of being bi. And I got hung up on 5 times trying to. This is a terrible story.
No, it's good. Go on.
No. Yeah, dude. All right. I'm going to get off. I'm going to.
Thanks for coming on, man.
No, I'm sticking this one out. I'll be on next week, too.
Probably. Is that right?
Yeah. Fuck you guys.
I was trying to help you out.
You know what? Maybe I got a story, too.
This is the 1 week that nothing has happened.
All right. What happened the week before then?
Dude, like.
All right, fine. The week before that, then.
Okay. So here's what we're going to do. Me and Anthony are going to go into this next story. I want you to concentrate. Go back to when something interesting has happened in your life. When we get done with this story, we'll come back to you and check in. Okay.
What?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Nah. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay. So racial equity.
Totally different than equality. Yes. So the idea, California Governor Newsom changes reopening rules again, adds racial equity measures. So I found this in a couple different places. I saw
so far I'm for this.
How? I mean, why?
We're going to make black people stay home and white people get to go do stuff now, right?
Yes. That's the plan. So they're saying that, which I never looked into this. I don't know.
This story's bullshit.
Why you say that?
Read the fucking author's name.
Tyler Durden. That's this Zero Hedge. That's their shtick. It's not bullshit.
He's not even a real person.
Yes, I know that. So find it in a different place then. It's not bullshit. Trust me. So I looked at the actual, like, fucking press release that the California put out. So they're saying that COVID-19 is disproportionately affecting black people, and they're not going to reopen the largest counties until they have rectified that situation, where like not as many black people are catching it as white people, or however they decide. They're going to put in these measures that says if you don't hit these measures that show that the outcome of this disease is not equal among races, then we're not going to allow you to open your businesses. Got it?
Is that bad?
Yeah, that's pretty fucking bad. Is that a bad thing?
I'm for racial equality, though. So why?
It's not equality. You keep saying you're for racial equality, which is fine. This is racial equity.
Right, but I'm for... It's got less letters, so I'm for that too. Okay. We don't want black people to die.
Right.
Right. We're anti-black death.
Right. That I agree.
And this thing sounds like it's anti-black COVID death. So therefore, and herewith, for two, we are for this.
Uh-huh.
Like, unless Trump can figure out how to make less black people die or more white people die.
Yeah, that's the thing. We got to make more white people die.
So if you know, because Trump lied, people died.
Right.
Okay.
Is that the saying? That yes. Sounds awful familiar.
So until he figures out how to kill more white people, mm-hmm. then white people can't go to the mall. Is that right?
You can't, they can't even be a mall.
Do they have to? Okay, so let's say we can get the white death numbers up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not by COVID. Let's just say that it's by a car bomb.
You're car bombing people. But as long as the death report says these people, these 14 people died in a bus bomb of COVID. How about that? Just to get the numbers the same.
Well, if we fill up a bomb
mm-hmm.
and then we sprinkle it with COVID before we detonate it.
A little COVID over here.
Like anthrax.
Uh-huh. So I think that maybe we should just bomb white hospitals, like bomb hospitals in all white neighborhoods, right?
So, okay, I want you to try to explain this to me mm-hmm. as if you agree with it, because I'm not quite understanding. I'm not asking you to convince me that it's a good idea.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm asking you to explain it without saying, oh, this is stupid or whatever. Just keep it short, because I have a short attention span.
There is a disparity between how many people are getting COVID in blacks and whites. More black people are more affected by COVID.
Got it.
Right. So in order to open your county, you know, open all the businesses, bring everything back, you know, end these lockdowns, you have to have shown that you are addressing that issue. I don't know that they've aligned exactly how they're going to do that, but there's going to be measures. You have to hit these targets, you know, to open your business. And these part of these targets is going to be showing that the disease is not affecting black people more.
So is it suggesting that we don't care that black people are disproportionately affected? So we are being punished until we start caring. Is yes. it like,
yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't go out and play until you eat all the vegetables on your plate.
Yeah. Yes. That's a good way to put it. Yeah. Because if we don't force people to care that this disease affects black people more, then they just won't care. So now we in order
okay.
for
fuck. Okay. So now this is forcing me mm-hmm. when I'm outside, mm-hmm. even if I'm not wearing a mask,
mm-hmm.
if I see a black person without a mask, I've got to tell them to put a fucking mask on.
Yes.
I can't go out and play until they don't get COVID.
Until all the black people don't get COVID. Right.
How do you know how many black people we have to get it down to?
I don't. I don't even know what the numbers are as far as
I hope that we have to get it to 3/5 of the population.
God, that would be awesome, wouldn't it? We just pulled that number out of our ass. I don't really know. if this type of thing like keeps going, why would anybody want to live in California? Why would you? I mean, if you don't have to, why would you move to California? Like, I mean, it's basically just not even America anymore, is it? I mean, it's so different than the rest of the world. I'm so different than the rest of the country. I mean,
okay, so there is a logic there, right? Mm-hmm.
Some line of logic, yeah,
it's
sort
flawed.
Of.
It's flawed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
There is a logic you get from A to B.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So where did they go wrong? Like, should they have taken the reverse and said, since black people are disproportionately affected, until mm-hmm. we get this under control, you guys have to stay home. White people, you're free to go.
No. So if you're asking my opinion for real, they should have done nothing about it. I mean, like, there's a disproportionate, like, between whites and blacks. Well, that's not a government issue. Sorry. I mean, what are they supposed to do? I mean,
it is a government issue.
It's not, though.
It is.
How?
Because they're supposed to protect and serve us and also make us equal. It's right there in the fucking government paper. All people are created equal.
It's right there in the government paper. I love it.
Okay, we'll fucking rehash this again. What's the government's job?
To protect me from foreign invaders or whatever.
Okay, so do you expect your fucking mailman to die for you?
What? Where did you get that from what I said?
Because the mailman's a goddamn government employee.
I don't understand the connection that you're making.
You said the government is here to protect us from foreign...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's their only job.
That's their major job, yeah.
No, 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 no. I don't care what their major job is because they have sub jobs or smaller jobs.
Okay.
Okay. So,
do you think one of the government sub jobs is to make races equal in disease outcomes?
Legislate racism out of here.
In diseases? Legislate racism out of here. I disagree with that 100%.
Right, but you live in a predominantly white neighborhood, and you're white, so you're fine. Imagine being in a black neighborhood where everybody's got COVID.
All of them. They're born with COVID. Oh, shit. I still don't understand what this has to do with my mailman. Does he have COVID?
You said that the government's job is to protect you from foreign whatever, adversaries.
Sure.
And I said, is your mailman supposed to protect you from them? Because the mailman works for the government.
Okay.
And his job is just to deliver mail.
Yeah. And that mail protects me from foreign invaders. It lets me know if there's somebody coming.
Well, you expect it to come fucking telegram?
Yeah. They're going to send me a letter. Osama's coming.
Turns out we didn't get him.
We did. He's not dead after all.
Yeah. So I think that you're wrong. When you say the government shouldn't get involved in whatever, it's not the government's job to protect us from diseases. Whose job is it? Ours?
Yes.
Do you allow your kids to get vaccine shots?
Yes.
Okay. Why? Make up your own fucking vaccine shots and give them to them.
What?
That's such a stupid argument.
It's not. So you're saying that the government's developed those vaccines?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know we were just saying whatever now.
Who do you think created? I'm sure there's a vaccine out there that the government created.
There probably is.
Polio. We'll go with that one.
I think the government created polio. Fuck, now we're going to be demonetized. We can't say stuff like that. You can't say conspiracy theories like that. It's fine if you want to argue the intricacies or whatever of like what the government should and shouldn't do, but to think that the government
should go line by line. I want to know everything
that the government should not allow you to do business unless blacks and whites have the exact same outcome from COVID. How do we get to that?
And also sickle cell.
Right. Fuck. We are so fucked. Nobody's opening a business ever until exactly amount of white people are born with sickle cell as black people.
And I'll take it a step further. Watermelon consumption. Until blacks learn to only eat their fair share.
Save some watermelon for me.
I think we ought to do that everywhere. I don't think you should be allowed to open up your fucking mall or your Hot Topic until watermelon consumption is equal across all the fucking diversities.
So are you proposing some sort of government sanction against not liking watermelon? What if you're white and you just don't like
watermelon? Watermelon for all.
That's our campaign slogan. Oh, God. You're going to get free watermelons from us. We're going to have watermelon trucks in every neighborhood.
Free lunches. Just watermelon show up. Have the kids out working in the watermelon fields. Yes. Do you think that if you were... Okay, let's say you're a teacher in an inner city school, and you're trying to come up with a field trip.
Okay,
so you're a white teacher, and you have 25 black students. How many parents do you think you could get to sign the permission slip to take the kids to a field and have them pick their own watermelon?
I would say at least half.
That depends. Are they going to be able to bring them home?
Yeah. Watermelon? Free watermelon?
No. Okay. So here's a serious question.
All right.
You're a teacher in a outer city school, I guess. You got half white, half black kids.
Okay.
So you have 15 black kids, 15 white kids.
Okay.
And you go on that field trip. You send the permission slip home.
Mm-hmm.
Out of the 30 parents, how many are going to say that you're racist?
15. All the white ones. How can you do this to these poor black kids? That's what it is. That's it's always the white people fighting for the rights of the black people. And the black people are like, hey, we got it. It's cool. Leave us alone. We'll take care of this, you know.
If you want to make this right by us, you could change your profile thing to a black square.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So that was.
So let me ask you one serious question. We don't have to get into it. I'm just curious if you know the difference between equality and equity.
An L. Lesbians.
The lesbians.
So I thought equity was something like what you have in it, like equity in your home.
Mm-hmm.
Equality is like being equal.
Right. Right. The way that they are using this, equality means that everybody has the same opportunity to do all these things. Equity means after everything's said and done, the outcome has to be the same for every group. Two totally different things.
So
that's why they're fighting for equity.
But I'm for equity.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. So the next step is that they say, if there is a difference in outcomes between whites and blacks in any field, the only acceptable reason that is because of racism. And that, and it explicitly says that.
But that's true.
Is it?
Yes. Everybody knows that. If any time that a white person does better than a black person, it's because of racism.
Right.
And any time that a black person does better than a white person, it's because of racism. It's all, everything's always because of racism all the time.
Oh, all right. Fair enough. As long as we understand that.
All right. Ulysses. Let's see here.
Hey.
Dude, were you masturbating?
Why?
Does it look like you're masturbating?
So you have a story for us.
Yeah. So let me tell you about the time I was stuck in a bathroom for 3 hours with my dick out at a stranger's house. So I was hooking up with someone and their friend. It was a girl and a guy. Don't worry about it. You guys, your commentary and your faces just speak wonders. So we're hooking up and you know that we tried anal. I almost killed her. It's all right.
What? You almost killed her? Like you choked her to death?
No, it was, we were going to do a double penetration. I went to go put it.
No, in her you ass. Weren't. You are a liar.
I'm serious. And I went to go put it in her ass and she collapsed. Dumb bitch.
I don't believe.
I
go ahead. Anyways,
I remember.
Right. You're on the phone. Give me your phone number.
All right. What happened next, Mr. Big Cock?
Go ahead. Okay. Like you would freak out if someone stuck the tip of their dick in your ass.
How old was she?
I hope 18.
Go ahead.
Anyway, why? What do you want to? What do you want to say, Doug?
Just go ahead.
So we're fucking and there we were.
You're good at this.
Thank you. No, we're fucking and, you know, everything's going fine. And then all of a sudden I hear the dog bark and it's not my house. And I'm thinking, oh, that's weird, because the dog would only bark when someone would come in. And then I hear Kyle, which was the guy's name.
Don't let the comments distract you. It's cool. They don't mean you. They're talking about somebody else.
Yeah, sure. And so I had to, he said, oh, go, get in the bathroom. I was like, and do what? Am I just supposed to sit there?
Did you have clothes on?
I didn't have my pants on. They were both completely naked.
So you left your pants out there?
No, I grabbed them real quick, okay. But I didn't put them on.
Oh, okay.
It was a dirty house.
Were the people dirty?
Not that I could tell. Like,
if,
not
if their house was dirty, they were dirty, dude.
Yeah.
Anyways, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway, no. It's fine. It's fine. I get it. Oh, there was like dog shit on the floor. You know what? They were dirty people. All right.
There was dog shit on the floor in the house?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, this is. Are you just bringing these up? I'd like to thank you, everyone, for proving that I can't do stand up.
You can't.
No,
you've only got an audience of two, and you're.
No, but we were just in the, I was in the bathroom for 3 hours. I sat on the toilet and ran my phone down to its battery. I was texting him wondering where his mom was because it was his mom.
Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just put your pants on and go like leave?
Well, that was my plan. I was just going to walk downstairs and be like, hey, what's up? And then walk out the door.
Right.
I don't get why it was such a big issue.
Do they not know that their son was by?
I don't know.
Was it a brother and sister?
I hope not. We were fucking on the sister's bed, which was weird.
Was there dog shit in the bed?
No, but there was on the floor. Yeah.
Did you ask him to clean it up? Because that's gross, man.
Hey, before we get in here, do you mind like
cleaning up the dog shit on your floor?
Yeah, well, I'm not one to judge.
I am. I'm judging you. That's disgusting.
Okay.
This was just awful. Doug, why? Okay, let me ask you too. Why did this go so bad?
I think that you were a little nervous.
Me? No, yeah. Fuck you.
All right. So when you're in the after show chat, you're just hanging back. And if something funny pops into your head, you blurt it out and you're funny.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight just wasn't your night. It's no big deal. Try hard.
Try hard.
Oh, my God. Are you going to cry? Fuck.
You know, maybe. Maybe.
Was the chick hot?
No. If she looked at me and went.
I don't understand how someone could be so boring. All you have to do is talk.
Talk.
So we have another story that I want to get to, and we got mm-hmm. some super chats to get to, but mm-hmm. I would be okay with just sitting here reading these comments.
Just uncomfortably reading comments the rest of the night.
Yeah. So it's distracting as fuck when you're trying to tell a story and you're watching the comments go by.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's what I said. Just ignore the comments.
Ah, yeah. No, I mean, it's
Was the dude hot?
No.
What were you doing there?
I was trying to come.
But the chick wasn't hot. The dude wasn't hot.
Yeah, is your hand hot? See? I got you.
Yeah, but... Okay. You got
okay.
me.
Okay. Can you send me a picture of her? I want to know what she looks like.
Bad. I don't have a picture.
Can you go?
It was a surprise when she showed up. I was expecting to get mugged and raped.
Can you give me your number?
No.
Why?
Because it's on Grindr.
Okay.
Holy shit, a super.
This is so.
Oh, okay. Boom. I don't know who this larger than normal dude with the beard only below his chin, but Anthony looking like a snake right now. What? It's kind of funny.
Oh, this is fun. Is this what you guys deal with every episode?
Do you not?
You watch.
I was going to say, do you not watch?
No, I don't read comments.
Oh, yeah. The comments.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty standard stuff.
Oh, no, it's okay. Funny.
A bike company offers black customers reparations in the form of a discount.
Really? They don't see the irony there?
Rivendell. Rivendell Bicycle Works, based in Walnut Creek, California, is offering the discount not because they are a nice thing to do, but because they're owed. Grant Peterson, Rivendell's president and founder, wrote in a post. The company had been informally dabbling with this policy since July 2018 for walk-in customers and has sold three bikes and a few accessories at the discount. How do you dabble in reparations?
That makes it worse, doesn't it?
Yeah, like you're not black enough.
Yeah.
This is fucking nuts. But amid this year's racial justice movement and COVID-19 limiting walk-in customers, Rivendell has sold across the country, but also maintains a brick-and-mortar presence at its headquarters. They get like 60% off or something.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Just how do you prove? How do you prove you're black?
A camera.
Do they make you take a picture and send it in to get your discount?
Well, when you walk in and you're like, hey, can I get a bicycle?
Bicycle.
Can I get one that's not stolen?
You're not. This is the president wrote in the company's post. Mm-hmm. Your non-black tycoon great grandpa may have been poor, may have been born poor, may have been sharp and a clever go-getter at the top of his class, may have overcome his buck teeth and bad breath, but he wasn't born black.
What?
So he's saying you can fix everything else that's wrong with you except for being black?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
Have you ever tried fixing black?
Michael Jackson did.
So basically, this post says, blacks are inherently less than whites by being born black, so we have to give them a discount because they are inherently not as good. That sounds like white supremacist bullshit.
That's not what they're saying.
That's exactly what they're saying.
Here it is.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. What they're saying is black people have had a tougher time. They haven't been allowed to work. They can't buy a fucking house.
And they can't fix what's wrong with them.
Because of the way that the fucking neighborhoods are redlined or whatever, they haven't been able to buy fucking property. We never gave them their fucking 40 acres and a mule. We only had half of one for a fucking president. Because of all of that, they get 45% discount for their bikes.
All right. Sure sounds like white supremacist bullshit to me.
Wait, did you say it's 60% off?
45.
Oh, it's almost, damn it, almost two-fifths off. Okay.
Here's what I think. I think this is just a clever way to market, a clever way to reduce bike thefts.
We'll give it to you for cheaper. Just don't steal the motherfucker. Come on.
If they want to steal it, then it should be free. Wait.
Thank you.
You know what? No, hold on. Hold on. You motherfuckers.
Do you think this was worse than Ryan Long comedy?
Yes.
Do you have a forward-facing website?
What the fuck's that mean?
Or industry-facing.
Industry-facing. Oh. Yeah, industry-facing website.
I'm so sorry.
You know what? We should get that fucking 14-year-old on from the fucking bonus episode.
Listen, I'll just go back to the classics. You want to see a dead body?
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
See ya.
Oh, shit.
So how many more companies do you think are going to follow suit, you know, in the coming years or months or whatever? Like, this seems to be the new thing that people are doing for marketing. I mean, it's all a marketing scheme, you know.
So the question is how often are we going to see shit like this?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I mean.
Like, not enough.
Not enough? Why?
I think everybody should be forced to sell everything at a 45% discount to black people.
So what happens when the first like big major chain does this? And let's say Walmart does this. They have a separate checkout lane for blacks only, and that checkout lane automatically deducts 30% off of your bill.
I'll be in fucking blackface. It's really easy.
It's really easy.
Hello there, everybody.
Oh, God. I don't understand how this leads to anything good. I don't get it. What kind of society are we trying to build here? What are we doing?
Okay. Do you agree that black people have it tougher than white people?
Sometimes, yeah.
No, it's yes or no.
Yeah, it's a sometimes, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to try this again. It's yes or no.
No, I know what you're looking for, but it's not ever as simple as yes or no.
It is in this case because it's our show and my question.
if that's the case, then why don't you answer your question if you don't need me to answer it?
Fair point. So we know that black people have it harder than white people. That is a fact. They are being hunted daily by the cops. That is proven.
They're being hunted. I love that. It's been proven empirically in court.
So, yes. Why would you care? Like, let's say Walmart opened up a 30% off lane for the blacks. Why would you give a shit?
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Holy crap. Because it's wrong on so many levels. Like,
How does it affect you?
It's wrong on so many levels because that's not the type of society that you would want to build for your children. Are you Bullshit. Fucking kidding
if
me?
If I can point my daughter at somebody and say, marry him, and I get 30% off a fucking PlayStation, you tell me that that's not the society I want to live in. I just said that I would hook my daughter up with a black guy so I could get a discount if you didn't listen.
Hope she's listening. I didn't think about it that way. I mean, you're
one-sided, Anthony. Yeah, you never look at the big picture.
You're probably right.
But in all honesty, how does it affect you? Let's say that for reparations, okay, we're going to wipe the slate clean.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's even.
Mm-hmm.
For the next 20 years, if you are past like Alfonso Ribeiro shade of black, you get 30% discount. If you're, say, mixed black, whatever that is, like Michael Jackson when he 10 years before he died, before he completely faded. If you're like that shade, you get 15% discount.
Okay.
What? Your price doesn't go up.
No.
They get their reparations. Well,
first of all, yes, my price would go up.
No, in my story, they don't go up. Your prices are the same.
Okay.
You have the Doug guarantee that your Walmart prices will not go up.
I got this card. It says my prices aren't going up.
Okay. So given all that, why do you care what somebody else is paying for something?
What I already told you. If we are dividing our society up into blacks and whites, that's not good for anybody. It's not good for anybody. No, but
there's another shade in there. I told you that. There's another.
So if we go with three divisions, we're good?
And we're not dividing anybody. They can live wherever they want. They can even use our water fountains. I don't give a shit. But if they go and buy a loaf of bread and they only have to pay 80 cents and I have to pay $1.40, I'm going to pay $1.40 no matter what. Why do I give a fuck what anybody else is paying? Okay. What if it's not a separate lane? What if they get coupons for being black that they can apply to anything at Walmart? So we can all go through the same checkout lane.
Don't they already have that? It's called food stamps. Was that racist?
Damn it.
Damn it.
But so why do you care if it doesn't affect you?
It does because it does affect me.
How does it affect you?
How does it not affect me? We're building a society that's literally tilted to somebody because of the color of their skin. That's a bad thing.
Reparations.
Okay.
I don't understand. How can you be against reparations?
I just told you how. We should be striving for an equal society.
Yes,
right?
And we have to give them their 400 years back.
400 years of what?
400 years of fucking holding them down. How? And owning them.
And so, okay, so then is it just you have a card that says black and you get your fucking coupons or whatever? What if you just moved here from Africa last week? You're still black. And how do we decide whose parents were enslaved enough for them?
It's not going to affect you or me at all. We don't care who gets it. I don't care if you get it. I don't give a fuck if you're born in St. Louis or St. Pierre. I don't care.
All right. So how about this? Everybody gets it then. All the bread is 40 cents.
What are you getting reparations for?
No, I'm not.
You were never reparated.
What do you care? You're paying the same. You're paying the same 40 cents that I am. What do you care?
If I'm paying 40 cents for bread, then they should only pay for fucking 15 cents for bread.
Then we all pay 15 cents.
No, reparations.
What do you care? What do you care what everybody else pays? You're paying the same.
Okay. Your model is stupid. Your model is not going to work. My model, Walmart's still making a profit.
Uh-huh.
And that part of their profit is going to the reparations. Where in your model, nobody gets a profit. Walmart goes out of business. Then there are no reparations.
What do you mean Walmart doesn't get a profit? So the person that makes the bread only charges Walmart 2 cents. Walmart sells it for 15 cents. That's profit.
Okay. So let's say that we say you have to go through, it's not everybody. Mm-hmm. You have to show that your family was somewhere in your lineage, there was slaves.
Okay.
Okay. And then based on how much your parents made in their lifetime or up to this point,
okay,
minus the amount of slave years,
okay,
equals how much money you get in reparations. So let's say that you end up at $180,000.
But hold on, you're forgetting to factor in something very, very important. The more black you are, the more discrimination you face.
No, it's the blacker you are, the sweeter the juice.
Touche. All right. You can't tell me that a black guy that's like, you know, super black is less discriminated than a guy that's just like, you know, hey, you might be black. Right?
Okay, so there's a factor there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got to have a factor in there.
That's fine. There's a multiplier.
Okay.
Okay, so you work through the math and then you check where you're at on the shade chart, and then that gives you your multiplier, but you end up with a balance. Let's say now you're at $180,000 of reparations you're owed.
Okay.
And the only way, like, you get your black card that shows that you have that balance. And every time you buy something, you swipe that card and you get a 30% discount. That 30% comes off your balance.
Okay.
So the more you buy, the more you're reparated.
You gotta keep them reparated. Okay.
So then you use up your balance. It's like reparations paid, motherfucker.
So where is the money going to come from to pay the Asian to figure out the math on this?
Reparations.
for Asians?
We're going to reparate the Asians.
Fair enough. I'm out.
I don't know. I honestly don't know why you would give a shit. Like,
I've tried to explain it to you. You're not understanding because you don't want to understand.
I could say the same thing about you.
Yeah, but I'm right.
Okay. Do you
building care a society that's not equal is not sustainable.
Do you care how much money I have in my bank account?
I mean, kind of.
Right. It's because you count other people's money.
No. Not other people. Just you. Just you.
If somebody can get a little bank card that they get half off of everything that they buy forever, I don't care. It doesn't affect me. I'm still going to pay regular price.
Yeah, I understand that. That's fine. You can have that juvenile way of thinking. That's fine. But building a society that's not equal based on skin color is not sustainable.
It's not about skin color. It's about reparations. How hard is that for you to understand?
What are the reparations based on?
Slave ownership.
Okay, but that's not true. How do we decide who was slave owners and who wasn't slave owners? Skin color,
that's not
right?
That's not up to me to figure out. They need to fucking prove that shit. if you just show up here on a boat now from Africa, like, you don't get your fucking discount card because you can't show that you can't show your lineage up to the plantation. But if you can show your You know, like if you got documentation.
So you think that people in the ghetto who have nothing have kept their papers for not all these problem. Years? Not my problem. See, now you're the asshole.
No, I don't. This isn't a charity. This is reparations.
Oh, my God. You're killing me. Killing me.
All right. Let's get the fuck out of here. This show is shit.
This show is shit. I disagree. I think it's great.
You want to bring him back on for shout outs?
Yeah, I want him to read them. Yes, that's fine. He can be in here.
Yay.
Yay.
All right. Hold on. You want the music?
Yeah. All right. Looks like Ian edited their pledge from, or his pledge, from 75 to 79.64. Thank you.
I bet
Ian.
After this show, Ian fucking drops.
You think so?
Yeah, he's upped his pledge every week for the last, whatever, 14 years. I don't know. And after this, he's going to fucking drop.
I don't think so.
That is the true test of whether or not they're a fan of you.
Wait, what's the true test?
If they keep it after this.
Fuck off. This was a good show.
Do you really believe that?
Absolutely. It was fun.
For who?
For me? What do you mean? You didn't have fun?
No.
No.
You never have fun. You're a fuddy-duddy.
You take that back, you motherfucker.
I was having fun, so that's all that matters to me.
Insult Web, thank you very much for signing up.
Oh, God. Can't-ganty? Thank you. Can't gigant.
Did you just have a fucking stroke?
Yeah, maybe. I can't fucking read that shit. Why do you get all the easy ones?
That dude, thank you very much for signing up. We appreciate it.
See? You get all the fucking easy ones. And plus you gotta read this one too.
No, I don't.
You're reading the backstories.
Yeah, when we get to it, dickhead.
It's the next on the list. Isn't it?
Glad to be involved, guys.
Yes, that's the next on the list.
I just said that, dude.
Yeah, so look at the next one and then look at the one after that.
Oh, I got it. Jasper, thank you for signing up and then upgrading to the... How was I? Whatever. God, I hate being wrong.
Oh, it's awesome.
You never read ahead. Why didn't you tell me you read ahead?
Even when you're wrong, it's my fault. I love it.
Jasper has a patent-pending method for removing foreskin from a baby using only a hammer, a blowtorch, and a rusty pair of pliers. This procedure, known in the medical journals as the heat smash and pull method. It sounds like BTK shit. The heat smash and pull method saves money over traditional scalpels and is more effective at treating the root cause of foreskin growth. He has no medical training. His research began when he was a janitor at a veterinary clinic. He was always fascinated with hitting cats in the dick with a hammer. See, that one was funny. I just fucked it up with my timing.
That's all right. You want to try it again?
Jasper has a patent-pending method for removing... No.
All right. spreader of ass. Thank you, spreader of ass.
Isaac. You the man, Isaac.
Trying something new?
Yeah, I'm running out.
All right. Oh, my gosh. My cock just edited their pledge from $5 to $10. Thank you, my cock.
Thank you very much, Alejandro. Is that Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Oh, fuck. I got to read this one, too. This is from... Ooh, I got to turn the music down for this guy. This is from Evan, the mm-hmm. guy that wrote our Hamilton and... I don't know if it's Piccolo or Piccolo, but
it's
whatever.
Piccolo.
The audio drama,
mm-hmm.
which you can download the whole thing. For $3.99.
Yeah.
Bouchard is an author. He has written 7 cookbooks and 3 self-help books about gambling addiction. He is also a vaudeville dummy who is... Vaudeville is a good reference, Anthony.
Thanks.
He is also a vaudeville dummy who was brought to life by the power of demonic spirit. He is on an eternal quest to find the hand that fits perfectly up his backside. It's all right. You've had worse.
Me? I had nothing to do with it. I just write the checks.
I thought we were going to have the PI on here to do these.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, we were supposed to. Fuck. Next time.
All right.
Wild man. Thank you, wild man.
Patrick. You the man, Patrick.
I like it. Wim Wham. Thank you very much, Wim Wham.
Jack, thank you very much for signing up. We appreciate it. You're the man, Jack.
Why does that make me laugh every time? It's so stupid. That's so toxic. Thank you, Toxic. We appreciate it, Toxic.
Biggest Dickus.
Biggest Dickus. Juranex. Juranex.
What? You're the man, Biggest Dickus. It wouldn't
didn't work without it.
I have to at least get through the rest of these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause if somebody signed up and they're like, why didn't I get my, you the man?
Why didn't I get a, you the man? Juranex. Thank you, Juranex.
What the fuck is this? Alexandre.
Alexandre?
Jesus Christ.
You the man, Alexandre.
Oh, my God. Looks like Michael just edited his pledge from $1 to $5. Thank you, Michael.
What the fuck? Little Miss Popcorn Man.
All right.
Thank you, Little Miss Popcorn Man. You the man, Little Miss Popcorn Man.
Awesome. Oh, thank you, Blue Moo. Thank you, Blue Moo.
Simon. There is a lot of mystery in Simon's past. When he was young, he killed his parents and ran away into the woods. He was eventually found and raised by a tribe called Quest. The tribal leader, Q-Tip, took Simon under his wing and trained him in the art of jazz rap. This decision, while noble, resulted in many years of suffering for music fans.
That was a good one. That was pretty funny. Gregory, thank you.
We have a live audience who also didn't like that one.
I'll let the PI know. Thank you, Gregory.
What do you want? What do you want, you fucking cunt?
Useless.
Fucking.
You've been called that before, haven't you?
As much as you've been called fat, it's like, woo.
It's like, that's exactly what I do. Somebody goes, hey, come here, Tubby. And I go, ooh. One last one here. No. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, one last one. Do it. I did the last one.
Gregory. I said the last one. Gregory. Thank you, Gregory.
You the man, Gregory. Wait a minute. Like, what if we just do all the shout outs like that?
Like, what, you the man?
No, you say their name.
Uh-huh.
And then I just say, like, you the man, like I give a shit.
And like I give a shit. What an asshole. Oh, God. All right.
You the man, Ulysses.
Stop. Don't.
Okay. Elso.
You the man.
Nope. What? We're done.
What? Oh, we are?
Read the card, Mr. Read Ahead.
Yeah? Well, we're not reading that. What'd you put it on here for then?
I can't see the card.
I'm so confused.
I put it on here because they changed denominations.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know I had to do it, translate the denomination. And then I just put on there what they translated it to.
Oh.
We lost money on this transaction, yeah, so and I'm still, not going to shout them out for that.
I can still say thank you, and you just don't say that they're the man, okay?
You're going to lose money on this fucking show.
No, if we start shouting out people for leaving, fuck, it'll be mass exodus.
Touche. Didn't think about that.
Yeah. You the man, Anthony.
Like you give a shit.
Yeah, brother.
All right.
Oh, shit. I'm ready to do another story. Let's talk more.
Okay. Somebody in the chat just said, I messaged you guys through Patreon on the message. I'd like you to read it. Okay, I'll do that now.
Yeah, let's do that.
I'll read it.
I'm not ready to be done yet.
I don't care. It's time's up.
Time's up.
Time's up over, blow. I have nothing sentimental to say. So I'll share with you a joke I came up with a few days ago that I quite like.
Wait. Can I read it so I can at least sound funny?
It's a joke against anyone who's into the Zodiac sign shit. Okay, are you ready for this joke?
I'm ready.
Whether you're a Taurus, Virgo, or Pisces, it doesn't matter to me because you're all Cancer anyways.
Ha! Sound good?
You the man, Duranax.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you for signing up, Duranax.
Yeah, keep up the joke writing.
Yeah, send some to me. I'd like some material.
Maybe you can write for the Seinfeld reboot or whatever.
All right. Let's wrap this up.
All right, bye.
Bye.
You'll never see me again.